From Luke 18, we hear of a blind man and Zacchaeus, and Jesus seeks to save the lost. Today we hear Jesus telling the disciples about his trip to Jerusalem. He tells them what is about to happen. They do not hear it, not because they did not listen to him, not because they are ignorant. The writer says these things were hidden from them. Luke is trying to help the readers hear what the disciples cannot. The Holy Spirit will reveal to them and us, when the time is right, what Jesus is telling them. When the blind man hears it is Jesus passing by, the man begins calling out to Jesus to have mercy on him. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asks. "Return my sight," he asks, "so I might see again." It is important to hear these words, "Lord, let me see again." This man was not born blind, but something has happened in his life to cause him to go blind. Some referred to him as blind because of his sins. Interesting how the blind man can see Jesus is the salvation, and he receives his sight. He knows Jesus can help him and has faith in Jesus. This, following our story of the disciples, even after spending time with Jesus, cannot understand what it is Jesus is trying to say. The disciples are not the only ones who do not see. A small man who cannot see over the crowd climbs a sycamore tree to get a better look at Jesus. This man does not try to get Jesus' attention. He just climbs the tree and watches for Jesus to come by. Jesus calls out to Zacchaeus, "Hurry down from that tree, Zacchaeus. I am coming to your house to stay." Interesting, this man, a sinner by earthly standards, becomes the center of Jesus' attention. Zacchaeus was the chief tax collector, and all the people called him a sinner. The people just do not see it. Even the blind man can see salvation in Jesus when the crowd does not. The disciples cannot understand, partly because the information is hidden from them. I found it interesting the name Zacchaeus translates to pure or righteous one. The translation of the verse 8 does not necessarily mean he repented. It may be that Zacchaeus has always given to the poor, and he may continue that habit of giving. Could it be Zacchaeus a good man in a job where people just do not like him? That is crazy talk. He might have cheated some people because of his willingness to give back four times as much as he may have taken. The point here is, Jesus found him, and by association with Jesus, he has turned his life around and is willing to live a life of good, glorifying God, loving his neighbor. He must have been good at some point because Jesus said, "Salvation has come to this house today because he too is a son of Abraham." The last line in the lesson explains Jesus' purpose once again. The Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost. Jesus seeks us to save us. We judge others sometimes just because of their job or status. Jesus came seeking to save us, to bring us back to the Father. God opens the gate of forgiveness to all who hear and found by Jesus. Care for the poor, the homeless, the hungry and the sick, the planet, and all creatures. As baptized members of the Church of Christ and with the help of the Holy Spirit, we have responsibility to care for all things created by God. God opens the gate in Jesus, who came seeking to save the lost. The blind man saw salvation in Jesus when the disciples were unable to see. Jesus came not only to show us the way, but he came seeking us out to save us from our sin, to love the Lord our God, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray. Lord of the hosts, We are quick to judge and slow to accept those who we consider lower than ourselves. But you show us the way of acceptance, forgiveness, and peace. We honor your name for teaching us to love for the sake of the one who is the essence of love itself, the open gate, Jesus Christ, our loving Lord. Amen.